minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock on Sunday, July the 23rd. And now we invite you to get the picture with the new Bell & Hull Autoload 340 camera. Simple and completely foolproof, the drop-in cartridge loans in an instant. You can go big game hunting with the Autoload 340 this year. Capture Mum on the beach and shoot Sis in the pool and show Dad in the doldrums. The right exposure each time, even with flash. It's all automatic for the pictures of a lifetime. Get the new Bell & Hull Autoload 340 for just 19 guineas. You can see your local camera dealer today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Everything looks good when you open your eyes with Big L.
Right, continuing our history right now, I'm sure lots of you would like to know the exact number of DJs who have been with Radio London. A lot of you have written in and said you can remember 20 of them. Could we fill you in, literally, with the other 10 or whatever? Well, if you're sitting comfortably, I'll give you the list right now. From 1964 right up to and including next week. How about that? Tony Windsor, Dave Dennis, Kenny Everett, Earl Richmond, Paul Kay, Pete Brady, Dave Cash, Duncan Johnson, Ed Stewart, John Said, Mark Roman, Mike Lennox, John Edward, the Dreaded, that's me, Willie Walker, Alan West, Graham Gill, Bill Hearn, Richard Warner, Tony Blackburn, Chris Denning, Norman St. John, Pete Drummond, Chuck Blair, Lorne King, John Peel. Now, there's still more to go. Tony Brandon, John York, Ian Damon, and coming out on Tuesday, I hear my replacement, Tommy Van. So I hope that makes 30. If it does, we're right, and if it doesn't, then I've added them up incorrectly. We've had lots of guest artists out to the Galaxy during its sort of 2.5 year stay out here, and to name drop just a little, we've had Gene Pitney, Spencer Davis, Marion Faithfull, Guy Darrell, twice as much, Barry Benson, Gino Washington, Frank Ifield, David Garrick, Normie Rowe, and P.P. Arnold. Jonathan King actually was the first pop singer to stay out here for a weekend and present live programs. He came out way back in 1965, and again on April the 8th and 9th, 1967. Jonathan King.
Streets full of people, all alone. Roads full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. Eyes full of sorrow, never. All in debt. Sun coming out in the middle of June. Everyone's gone to the moon. Long time ago, life had begun. Everyone went to the sun. Hearts full of motors, painted green. Mouths full of chocolate, covered cream. Arms that can only lift a spoon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon.
Jonathan King and Everyone's Gone to the Moon. talking about holiday hits, which we weren't.
When you're away on the holiday, remember your sturgeon sachet. She wash your clothes so happy and clean. The sunshine bright liquid sturgeon, or just one. She wash a bowl full of clothes, the shirts and the frillies with the buttons and bows. She wash your clothes so happy and clean. The sunshine bright liquid sturgeon. So make hay on the holiday, take a sunshine bright sturgeon sachet.
7.5 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. On June the 8th, 1967, Lord and Lady Arran paid a courtesy visit to the Galaxy and had lunch on board with DJs, and later appeared on the air in the Ed Stewart Show. He actually watched the presentation of the program. He even met Merkel, I do believe. Also sat through a news broadcast and operated a couple of the controls. Lord Arran actually said that he'd not previously formed an opinion as to what the Radio London ship would look like, but he went on to say that he was very surprised how so many people could get on with each other in such a small surrounding. Other visitors have been on to the Galaxy, including the Tremolos, who celebrated their first time at the top of the charts nationally British throughout the world, if you like, on Monday, May the 15th this year, and they happened to visit the Galaxy on that particular day. Alan Blakely, Dave London and Chip Hawkes, they came armed to the Galaxy with Harry Champers, Touch the Old Champagnes. Unfortunately, the fourth member of the group, that's Ricky West, he's feeling a bit under the weather at the time, so he couldn't make the journey out. Well, Silence of Us Golden was the very first time for the Tremolos, and right at the top they were.
Golden, golden, but my eyes.
Are you looking for a new and exciting career which offers immediate high salary prospects requiring no previous experience or qualifications? Then, if you're under 35, Stafford House Computer Course will, in only 20 weeks part-time, qualify you as a computer programmer. Graduates are given assistance in finding employment in the computer industry, where a drastic shortage of programmers has caused salaries in this field to soar. Well over £2,000 per annum is within every programmer's reach. Well, if you're ambitious, you can phone Fremantle 3746 tomorrow for details. That telephone number again was Fremantle 3746.
Wonderful Radio London. Have you heard?
Well, have you heard that lots of disc jockeys don't just speak on the air? They get up to other tricks in their spare time. Ed Stewart and Paul Kay, to mention 20 of them, play guitar. They're very good at it as well. In fact, Ed Stewart plays double bass. Mike Lennox plays guitar. Others sit down and decide to write books. But others make records, like Neil Spence. Remember his record of Santa Claus last Christmas? Also, Tommy Vance has made a couple of records, written by the Rolling Stones. And, of course, there's Tony Blackburn, who left the Galaxy last week to go on land. He's made three to date.
Coming to the station now, but don't get off that train. This is where she broke your heart, and this town brought you pain. Stay on, it's almost time, it's just around the bend. And then this train is gonna stop. Don't you move, just keep your seat now. Don't get off that train. She left you for someone else here. Then the heartache came. Stay on, it's almost time. It's just around the bend. And then this train is gonna stop. You know you can never return to the love that you once knew. She won't be on the platform waiting for you like she used to do. We're slowing up along the track. Now don't get off that train. Here's the town. Now don't turn back. You'll cry if you remain. Stay on. You know she's gone. So don't get off that train. Stay on, and soon the pain will stop. Stay on, you know she's gone, so don't get off that train. Stay on, and soon the pain will stop.
Don't get off the train, Tony Blackburn, and I do hear that he's making another record in the fairly near future. Lots of you may be interested to know about technical reports, and we've had quite a number of letters from abroad, from people who've been listening to Radio London and picked them up in far distant countries. I'm just trying to thumb through a couple of letters I've got here. We've got one from 88 miles southwest of Frankfurt. We got one from Medfield, Massachusetts, in the United States of America in November 1966. We've got another one here from the northwest corner of the state of Pennsylvania, which was midway between Cleveland, Ohio, and Buffalo in New York. We've got one in November 1966 from St. John in Canada. The Gulf of Suez, got one from Sweden. South Africa, quite a number have come from there, from Cape Town and Kimberley, from Riverdale in Illinois, from the Gulf of Aden, and from all different parts of the world. We've got the names and address of all these people if you do want further information on them, but I won't bore you right now. On the subject of television, of course, Radio London has appeared numerous times, through perhaps no fault of its own, on Anglia Television. They have given very, very good exposure, and we'd like to thank them over the last 2.5 years to Radio London. We also appeared in an ITN film called Reporting 66. I don't know if you saw that film. Mike Lennox, Tony Windsor, Mark Roman, Martin Newton, Dave Hawkins, Dave Dennis, yours truly was in that particular one. There was a film made about Radio London, of course, Dateline Diamonds. Kenny Everett starred in that. Well, he was in it anyway, as was Ben Tony and also T.W. Dateline Diamonds. Remember that one? And a half minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and Bend It from Dave Deasy, Dave D. Dozy Beaky McIntitch.
Going abroad? Well, don't forget your passport, and don't forget to buy Dumouriez Super King, the smooth, longer than king size British cigarette.
Super King!
Yes, Super Kings are export only, the extra long cigarette that's already an international hit. On sale in aircraft and duty free shops abroad. Don't forget the name.
Longer than king size. Super King.
Smoke Super Kings abroad, bring a carton back.
Wonderful Radio London.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Yes, Vitalis, the only hairdressing with B7, the 100% greaseless grooming discovery.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
If you want your hair to look natural, but kept in place the way you want it all day long, make sure you use Vitalis.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Keith Skews with you through to 12 o'clock, and then Ed Stewart will be coming along with a brand new Fam 14. If you've just joined us and wonder what the dickens I'm rambling on about, we're giving a sort of potted history with some of the records that Radio London have helped to, well, shall we say, helped on the road to success. We're going to discuss right now people who've written in. Lots of people wrote to the Prime Minister and to the Postmaster General and said, you know, for goodness sake, what are you doing? It seems to be that the replies mainly were the fact that listeners should not listen to offshore radio because they could be fined up to £50. That seems to be in theory, but in practice it never seems to have happened. Anyway, thank you very much indeed, everybody, for writing on behalf of everybody at Radio London. A light-hearted look now at a letter from Mick Hazel of 83 Kingston Road, Ipswich in Suffolk. He decided that he didn't wasn't particularly impressed with the present government, you see, so he thought that Radio London ought to take it over if and when we were closed down. And a new government could be sort of built around Radio London personnel, present and past. The Prime Minister, for example, could be T.W. because he was the leader of the disc jockeys on Radio London for 2 years. The Foreign Secretary could be Paul Kay because he speaks Greek, French and Swahili like a native. He also speaks English quite well. The Minister of Law and Order should be Marshal Mike Lennox. The Minister of Agriculture, Dave Dennis, because once upon a time he worked on a farm and claimed to be an authority on pigs. The Minister of Education could be Stupart because he thought of that brilliant idea of school spot. The Minister of Health could be the dreaded Skews because after his long appendix operation this time last year, he knew everything about Britain's hospitals. I don't know about Britain's hospitals, certainly about the Ipswich ones. The Minister of Food, Tony Blackburn, because he was always referring to cheese and tomato sandwiches. Apparently he lived on them. The Minister of Transport could be Mark Roman, apart from driving fellow disc jockeys around the Bend, which he did. He also apparently had a 1929 Bentley once upon a time. And the Minister of Trade could be Norman St. John because after selling Benetton radios and racing car courses, he couldn't go far wrong. Well, it was interesting that Mick mentioned Ed Stewart. We had a school spot, that was Ed's idea. It used to run every day from 4:45 to 5:00. Then it was decided to change the time to 5:00 until 5:15 because lots of boys and girls coming home from school actually missed out on the school spot. So the time was changed and this emerged.
Put the school spot on at 5, cause 10 to 5's when I arrive.
Then my goodness, I'm alive.
It's school spot, school spot, school spot.
When it's Stupart sings a song, Skews and Dum Dum come along.
Say, go blimey, what is wrong? It's school spot, school spot, school spot.
School spot, most wonderful school spot.
I'd love to listen to a monkey tune.
When no Roman comes at in.
Bet the chorus.
School spot, most wonderful school spot.
I love to listen to a monkey tune.
And when old Roman comes, I swoon.
Put the school spot on the fire, just in time when I arrive.
Then, oh boy, am I alive.
The school spot, school spot, school spot.
Too much. Kenny Everett and Ed Stewart, and so the school spot remained at 5:00, and the most probable, most popular little bit of What's It on Radio London it is as well. Mark Roman, of course, does it now. 11:25, and news with Ed Stewart in 5 minutes' time. Another rondelier, another Radio London baby, I was going to say.
Thank you.
new vaudeville band, which sold 1 million copies both in this country and also in America.
Yourself to Juicy Fruit chewing gum and give your taste a joyride. Juicy Fruit's got a tingling fresh fruit flavor that lasts mouth-wateringly longer. New exciting Juicy Fruit chewing gum in the bright yellow packet, sixpence.
Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. It's a hit with everyone. Fine fruit flavor, what a treat. Makes your mouth feel fresh and sweet. Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. Juicy Fruit chewing gum.
Take some with you wherever you go.
And now the time on Radio London is 11:30.
Wonderful Radio.